Don't ever let the issue be, our fellows fall for error all the time. You follow some of our guys, you can see they're falling there. What about the 100 people that aren't paying taxes and all that? Well, that's a phony issue, as we well know. But I never get defensive about it. See, they say I explain that away, but I think the main thing about people is what the government programs would do for taxes. Vote for government. Taxes by billions of dollars. Apartment. I think that the shocking thing, of course, is that apartment with $1,000 a person thing you should do. You're right, otherwise, that is often our duty to invite. But apart from that, and taking into account the cuts that he would have on his defense budget, it would mean that the McGovern program can give a maximum increase of $180 billion in taxes, in spending, and a tax increase for the average American.
Well, I agree. We are doing it, but we need more people doing it.
I mean, I think simplifying no certainty than repeating and repeating.
The government idea is so big.
You might want to use that term, economics.
That's fine.
Or it may or may not, which I think sometimes does. He has
told his own staff not to use the phrase a thousand at all. It's because of the joke, yes, sir. The jokes are going around. I think you'll be interested in just one quick one. That the Israeli cabinet called an emergency session because they'd had a wire from the government saying he was 1,000% for Israel.
President, wouldn't you suggest that the approach to talking about the taxing and the political aspect of that by the idea that we had a report on the economy and then they question him as if it was initiated by the leaders, not by the White House?
Very significant on the employment that since this administration has gone on, there's been an increase in peacetime jobs and peacetime jobs of or job production for peace. What was
4.5 million.
4.5 million. And there's been a decrease of 2.5 million in jobs production for war, including the armed. That includes people that out of the armed services. $1.5 million in defense directly related to the war. I think that's a hell of a strong pointer. I mean, jobs for peace, increase of 4.5 million, and so on. I think the economy, as far as food production, and defending it, I simply say that's a real problem. Everything we can, we're bringing inflation down, we've cut it in half, and so forth and so on. Then I would say that we have a report also. That ask questions about what the better programs would cost. And it's not that without the $1,000, which would cost an astronomical, which everybody has thought is an estimate, that the better budget would result in an increase of 100. I would use 180, but say $180 billion.
That'd be a capital. One thing's clear.
They start with throwing it out, then they'll start questioning it. And then you put out the chapter verse later.
The figure is $144 billion without the $1,000, and you add $189 billion with the $1,000, and that's what I have to do.
And that's over the $250 million ceiling that we're going to fight for.
Yes, yes.
So that I think we could take the $100 million side, one of us.
It was $144 cap says. Then if you add, that's platform. And if you add the $1,000 proposal, there's $189 million more, which is $329 or $320.
Yeah. Well, I think one of us could start out by talking about favorable economic things. If you want to do it, it's fine. And then I can talk about the $250 billion ceiling.
Right.
And then talk about the $144 over that and $189 over that.
That is 100. like the line, if you could, that a vote for a Supreme of this, a vote for this suit is a vote against a tax increase. It's a vote that will provide insurance against a tax. It's a vote that will provide insurance against a tax increase. But will there be a tax increase if you don't have it? The president will fight it instead of fighting through vetoes and so forth. But a vote for the suit takes it means that the Congress joins the president in the responsibility.
Against that ceiling, it's voting.
know, Doctor, I just, but I, if I'm going to get your nuts cutting out there, it'll help.
I'll be in.
Hey, you.
Yes.
We sent Romney up there to Wilkes. I saw that piece of mine explode for him. I did. Oh, you're not going to do that.
No, Mel Schaff got the first crack in, but Schaff has been notably inept in the whole work. Now, Stacy, Dr.
You let us know.